This March, we're excited to feature Seattle indie pop and rock band Lovely Colors as our Northwest Orbit Artist of the Month.
Get a little lost with me, yeah. I'm dancing with a ghost of what I used to be. So everybody off your feet, yeah. I need your body close. I wanna feel the heat, oh, it haunts me.
The band has been releasing music since 2018. But now, 6 years later in 2024, we're finally getting the band's debut album, Dancing with the Ghost. Ahead of the release, I chatted with band members Devin Demetio, James Rosales, and Patrick May about their journey to this point and what's next for the band.
James and I got our start in Juneau, Alaska. We were both born and raised there. And we crossed paths when I was like in sixth grade and he was in seventh grade, and he was wearing a Blink-182 shirt in the hallways at school, and I was like, oh my god, there's another person that like likes Blink-182. That's insane in Alaska, you know. So anyways, he was playing in his own band and I was playing in my own band, but then eventually we started playing together when we were really young, so we go way back. So that's cool. And then much later we both moved to Seattle, you know, short story, but rest is history.
James then talked about the differences he felt between the music scene in Seattle and Juneau, Alaska.
For like alternative rock music, it was hard to play there because there's only so many places you could play. We're from like an island in Alaska, so you can't really drive out or tour or anything like that. And so we moved down south to be able to do this. Definitely bigger here, but over the years, I'd say that the music scene in Juneau has definitely grown. There's a lot of cool artists coming out of Alaska right now, and it's cool to see AK getting some love.
Prior to working on their first album, Lovely Colors had released 9 singles. I asked them if they approached making this debut album differently than their previous singles. Guitarist Patrick May answered first.
Well, it wasn't even originally going to be an album. It was an EP that just kept getting longer and longer, and we kind of, I think, realized there was a little bit of a theme going on with it, that they kind of went together, and I think we realized we could put a project together that kind of captures where we're at.
Yeah, I think in the middle of 2022, there's probably 6 or 7 songs that we were playing and kind of messing around with that we felt like, oh, these 6 could fit together, and I think it was just going to be those ones, and then during the process, it became 10 songs. Which is awesome because now we have a full album.
Risking and giving back now. Wanted it all, but I'm not handling it. Mistake to give you your best now. And all of the rest, but couldn't handle.
That's a snippet of the song Risqué from 2022, and we here at Space 101.1 are very excited to be premiering the new Lovely Colors song Heartbeat before its official release this Friday. Singer Devin talked about making the song and what it means to him.
Yeah, it's kind of like a love song, and I felt when it was clear the album was coming together at the end, it's kind of became this kind of upbeat or, you know, faster tempos, kind of darker album, and there weren't any like slower songs or acoustic songs or anything on it. And I had this idea, just like the verse and chorus of Heartbeat from earlier last year, and I just had this feeling like it would fit perfectly on the record, and that like it might even be a single potentially. So crammed it at the very end. Like we probably, you know, didn't have enough time to do it, but we did it anyways because we were feeling really good about it. And yeah, it's just kind of like a short love song, and I think it kind of fits on the record. It kind of sticks out on the record because of that, but it also fits with the sound, you know, of the record too.
I feel you're ahead of the times. Do whatever you like, don't you? I still feel I'm chasing a ghost like a knife to the throat. You control my heartbeat, baby. Whenever you're around, I know you could care less, crazy.